Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. And I have a special guest speaker who I'm excited to hear from this morning. He is a best-selling author and a recovery coach. His name is Caleb Harris. So, Caleb Harris, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Before we get started, I just would like to let our guests know, our listening audience know, that we will be keeping you all muted until the Q&A. And once we open up Q&A, if you are not going to be speaking, please keep your phone muted. So, Caleb, I am excited to have you on this morning. I've heard a lot of phenomenal things about you, but I also would love for you to share some things as well. So I'm going to go ahead and welcome you on and ask that you please give us a little mini bio, just a little bit about what you're doing while we're here today, the topic of discussion, and we will get started.
Yeah, so just a little bit about me is that I'm Caleb Harris. I'm from East Hartford, Connecticut. Recently moved out here about a year ago. Used to live in Enfield. I have a degree in communications, got that about 5 years ago, but mainly what I do is I write, I coach, I speak, and my latest book came out is God Loves All Children, and, you know, that's just what I usually do on a regular basis. I just try to spread a good, wholesome message. I just try to testify about the goodwill that God's done in my life and help out other men who are battling with addictions.
I am loving everything about what you're saying. And, you know, it's funny how God will send the right people, right, on the right platforms at the right time. And so Selfless Love Talk is a podcast show, you know, that was birthed through my ministry as well. And so to have you on today, I'm just really elated and just excited. You said God Loves All Children was your most recent book. Tell me a little bit more about that, please. Like, what led you, you know, to write God Loves All Children? What inspired that?
Yeah, so, like, in typical, like, writing fashion, it was a book that I wrote, like, I think 2 years ago, and then I was procrastinating about actually getting it done. But one of the main things is that I was thinking about, what could I actually do to help out, like, kids? Because I used to work in education, and I was working with autistic kids, and I had, like, special needs kids, and I was always wondering, like, how could I, like, write some kind of a book that ties in with God and learning disabilities and bullying together? So I wrote God Loves All Children to basically, you know, bring those all together, to basically just shed light on God loves all of his children, no matter if they're a little bit different, can't read, can't write. It doesn't really matter. Even if their face is disfigured or have any kind of intellectual disability, God does love all of his children, and the world would be a better place if we started the kids off with being more accepting of others, no matter what they look like. And then when they get older, they'll start to see that the world can be different, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. There is something else very interesting about who you are and what you do. So you have a documentary called Help Us, and I would love to hear more about that, please.
Yeah, so that documentary, it came out, I want to say, around 2016, 2017. And basically, I was living in Enfield at the time, and me and my director, it was for an internship, and I needed the credit so I could graduate college. So I was there for about, I want to say, like 8 weeks, maybe 12. I can't remember. It was something over the summer. And I remember we were talking about doing a documentary, and he said, well, there's an issue going on, because I honestly didn't have anything else to talk about. I didn't know what I was going to make a documentary on, because Enfield doesn't really have much going on. But this really fascinated me, because I didn't actually know much about it. So there was a heroin epidemic that was going on in the Enfield area, and I decided to explore it a little bit more. I went out into town, and I started to talk to people, interview people to see what they were actually doing about it. And, yeah, that's what really inspired me to make the documentary, and it really helped spread awareness and helped bring the community together. So that's one of the main reasons why I made the documentary.
Absolutely amazing. So is there anything that you would like to share with us, any hobbies or, you know, any words of encouragement or anything like that that you would like to speak on today? Because the floor is yours, so you can speak and give some powerful messages to the listening audience as well.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, during this time, I mean, I've been noticing, like, during this time through, like, October, through, like, January, it's a rough time because a lot of people have lost their family members. I know I lost my mom, like, 2 years ago to cancer, and I know many other people have lost their family members as well. So I would always encourage people to just keep moving forward instead of moving backwards in life. It's going to be a little bit better. Life gets a little bit rough, but at the end of the day, you know, God is on your side. All you have to do is just put your trust and your faith in Him, and 100%, I believe you'll be just fine. And when it comes to dealing with other people, give people grace. You never really know exactly what other people are going through, and it's always key to just show people God's love, because a lot of people need more love, and there's just too much hate going on in the world, and there's not, you know, the thing about it is the world doesn't really get ahead in life by just spewing out more hatred for other people. It gets a lot more farther in life spreading more love. So that's all I got to say.
Absolutely. I am in total 100% agreement with you, and I send my condolences for your loss. I did lose my husband as well in June of 2021 to a failed heart transplant. So, you know, my daughter, she can relate on losing a parent, and I lost a spouse. And so, you know, the Selfless Love Talk podcast show is what it is, selfless love, right? And that is that unconditional and agape love. And so, we spread love, and that's what God wants us to do. And He wants us to, you know, use what we've been through as a testament that we can get to the other side, right, with God, His grace and His mercy. And so what you're doing is amazing. We have a lot of things that we both have in common. And again, this is Caleb has only been here on this platform once, but I'm sure he will be back again. But just to hear you and see all that you're doing is just amazing, and you know that God's hand is definitely in it. I am a filmmaker myself, a new filmmaker, and also an author and a coach as well. So just thank you. I want to thank you for being a voice, for stepping up, you know, and just allowing God to lead to use you, because that's what He's doing. Like you said with the documentary, you didn't even know, you know, what you were going to do. But God, he leads in God. So Help Us is amazing. It's powerful, and I need to see the documentary. I also would like to know where we can, you know, support you and obtain a copy of your book. So where can we go to purchase the book in support of you, and also take a look at the documentary, Help Us?
Yes, I believe the easiest way to get a hold of me is two ways. You can just type in Caleb Harris author on Google, and I'm pretty sure you'll just find all of my works. The second way is if you follow me on Instagram at a man named Caleb. Again, it's a man named Caleb. My link is right in the bio. It's my link tree at CHARR8. All of my links are there, so like my book to Amazon, God Loves All Children, Help Us documentary is on there as well. All my other latest works. If anyone is struggling with addiction, you can book your coaching with me. I'm taking more clients. And yeah, I would say that's the two easiest ways to find me.
I'm going to open it up for Q&A. I would like to see if there's anyone of our listening audience right now that would like to ask you any specific questions. So just one moment.
Cool.
Good morning, and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show. Is there any of our listening audience that would like to ask Caleb any questions? The floor is yours, so do not feel, you know, go ahead and ask and feel free. You can feel comfortable on this platform. All Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and mute everyone. So, Caleb, so how long have you been writing?
So I've been writing, I think, since I was like 7 years old. So, yeah, and I'm 29 now, so it's definitely been a very long time. So over a couple of decades, it's definitely really just helped me out with releasing a lot of things that I've gone through in life, like seeing my parents get divorced, seeing abuse, witnessing abuse, and, you know, battling with addiction that I battled with 5 years ago and things like that. So writing has really just helped me just to release myself and be more creative.
Absolutely. Well, I'm thankful that you are sharing your gift with the world, you know, and I already know that you're going to be helping other people get to the other side as well. So thank you for having your tests become testimonies. It's greatly appreciated. Even speaking with you today has inspired me, you know, because we do need our youth to really speak up and take a stand for change.
Right.
So is there anything you would like to ask me?
Let's see. How long have you been writing? I guess that's a fair question to ask.
Yes. So I've actually been writing for about maybe 15 years now. And again, the same as you, you know, taking some of what we endure as children, childhood traumas and things like that, you know, and starting to journal is how I started writing. So I would just journal. But then again, like you were saying, as far as your book, you know, it sat for a few years before you decided to publish. So the same. So I can relate, you know, and I'm 47 years old. My daughter is actually 29, so same age as you. And so as I'm seeing how God is using you, I see the journey, if that makes sense. I've once been there as well. My first book was called Playing the Hand I Was Dealt. And I have a film coming out. It's in the making now. We're getting ready to do the trailer. But it's called Selfless, and it's based off of, you know, loosely based off of the book. And so it's sharing those childhood traumas and, you know, and things that you have been through, but ultimately sharing so that people know how to get to the other side, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that's when I started writing about 15 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So would you like to come back on? We would love to have you back on. And I want to talk to you a little more, you know, and possibly having you on for the recovery coaching aspects specifically. And Thank you. Because, I mean, that's one of the biggest things right now that's going on as well. And so I will have other guests, and we will be speaking on these specific topics. Because even with the film that I have coming out, it's based on all of the above, you know. So I would love to speak with you more about it. So
awesome, great. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. Is there anything else you would like to share with the listening audience?
That's honestly all that I can think of. I'm trying to think of anything else that I want to share, but yeah, that's all I got to say.
Okay, Caleb. Well, it was a pleasure having you on today, and we will be back again for a part two with you. We'll schedule that. But
awesome.
I would like to say to the listening audience, thank you all for your support and tuning in. You can find Caleb by going to Caleb Harris. He's an author, Caleb Harris, on Instagram. On Instagram, you can reach him at A Man Named Caleb. And go ahead and follow him and support him and share, because, I mean, everything that he is doing is above and beyond amazing. So, again, thank you, Caleb, for being an amazing guest today. And thank you all for listening to the Selfless Love Talk Show with host Coach Chanel Budd. Bye for now.
Awesome.
hunger.